All right, what's up? I'm Tyler Russell. We are backstage right now, the House of Blues Anaheim, downtown Disney, with Imagine Dragons. Can everyone show your excitement, please? Really unenthusiastic, guys. We're 2 hours before a show here that they're back to take.
I'm just between my caffeine peaks of the day, so my caffeine from early in the morning is wearing off, and I haven't had my second coffee yet.
So you will escalate once the show begins.
Excitement will just be escalating from here, I think. Yeah.
We're here with Ben, Wayne, Daniel, and Dan of Imagine Dragons. Was that right? Okay, good. I got it. You guys are with Atlas Genius tonight on stage. You've been touring the whole nine. You're almost done. Only a few shows left. Take us there. How has the tour been after the massive success?
It's been awesome. Every show has been, you know, sold out and special in its own way. We've had bigger shows, you know, smaller shows up in Canada, but yeah, it's amazing. We don't feel really done yet because of our schedule. Like we're done with this part of the U.S. tour, but then we have a day off and then we go to Europe and then back to the U.S. and maybe Asia and Australia after that. So.
Right.
We're kind of road warriors.
And I'm sure this is the question that everybody asks you, but I mean, you guys have been a band for a while, and everybody found you recently. So what has it felt like to have your hard work finally be paid off to the amount of success that you've achieved, you know?
You know, it's really, for us, it's been this gradual growth. It's kind of like we've been working hard ever since we started, and it's just been, you know, just keeping on pushing that ball up the hill. It's been incredible to see over the last year the way people have started to respond more. We're still playing the same amount of shows, but there's more people coming out to them now. And it's, I mean, we're the luckiest band in the world.
And you've done it. I mean, some facts off the top of my head. It's Time, I believe, has set the record in 2012 for the top 10, the longest. You're the best debuted first rock album since 2006, highest on the Billboard charts. So, yeah, I mean, you have officially achieved mainstream success, so congratulations. My hat's off to you guys. Another thing about you guys secretly, I actually learned this today reading your Wikipedia, which, by the way, someone hacked your Wikipedia and wrote under your bio how amazing you are, all in capital letters. It's nothing about you. It says something like, these guys are so amazing, I love them. Soon, I think the Wikipedia police will probably...
The Wiki police?
Yeah, the Wiki police. Anyway, so there is, in fact, a fact in Wikipedia that Imagine Dragons is an anagram. I did not realize this. For a secret word
or phrase
that only you know, that I, as a fan and radio personality, am not allowed to know.
You know, it started out as, you know, I don't think we were planning on keeping our cards close to our chest this long, but the pressure started building and everyone started coming to the shows with suggestions and it became kind of a fun thing. So yeah, we haven't revealed it to anyone, not even our mothers, and so we can't tell you or our moms will kill us.
What is the craziest suggestion of the anagram that you've received, or some that you can throw out there?
I would say migraine gonads is a little bit off the wall. What do you think, Dan?
I mean, that might be it, actually. That might be the anagram, so maybe he's just trying to throw you off the trail.
You don't know.
In what situation would you have been in life to say, you know what, I'm going to name my band Migraine Gonads?
A really bad situation in life, I think.
You obviously have never been on the road.
Speaking of which, does road life get, I mean, you guys, like you said, after this, are still touring. You're going to Europe. You can't be tired of it yet because you're appreciating the success, but I mean, does it wear on you and your home lives and all of that stuff?
I think the hardest part is just staying healthy. You know, it's really easy to get sick being on the road all the time. So, yeah, just pushing the fluids, emergency.
Are you a bit of a health nut?
You have to become a health nut. Yeah, there's
a treadmill over there. Can we get Sasha, get you a shot of that treadmill right there?
Yeah, we just try to stay as healthy as possible. It's hard being on the road, you know, being away from our families and close friends. But, you know, we're living the dream, man.
Who does the breathe in Radioactive? Is it Dan? Where did the breathe come from?
I don't know. I just, you know, I always like to use different things for percussive elements. And so, yeah, in that case, it kind of just came out and in the moment and was fitting. And so we kept it.
I mean, I think I would say it's probably the most popular part of the song. Do people kind of really get into that when it happens toward the beginning?
They do, and we have a cool, I don't want to give it away for those who haven't seen the show, but we have some production, you know, some lighting that does something pretty cool there. For those who hear this and then come to our show, look for it. It's a pretty cool moment.
All right. Indeed, watch for the breathe of Radioactive. Well, we've been so pleased to see you guys be so successful. I mean, you guys have been grinding it out, like you said, and it's been a slow increase. And finally, these past couple years, I mean, you've really done so well on the charts. And not only the charts, but I mean, that only reflects how well you've done mainstream, but your music's so great, too. So congrats, you guys. We're excited for the show tonight at House of Blues. And next time you're in Laguna Beach, KX 93.5, Beachside Studios, I invite you.